A car is never just a car. Kelley Blue Book knows it's so much more than that. It's your commuting chariot, your road trip refuge, your I just need a reason to get out of the house. Your car is there for everything. And for everything car, there's Kelley Blue Book. Need a new set of wheels? Price it on Kelley Blue Book. Problem under the hood? Fix it with Kelley Blue Book. Can another car do the job better? Trade it or sell it on Kelley Blue Book. We're here mile after mile, moment after moment. Price it, fix it, trade it, sell it. KBB.com. Visit KelleyBlueBook.com to get the journey started.
Do you find yourself searching for true crime podcasts that are different from what you're always recommended? Do you want to make a real difference in the cases that you're following? Well, you're a crime junkie. And I'm Ashley Flowers, the creator and host of the number one true crime podcast, Crime Junkie. There are hundreds of episodes already available, and each Monday we dive into the details of cases spanning from some of the most infamous to those that you have never heard covered before. Listen to Crime Junkie podcast now, wherever you're listening.
There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
Side stories.
Right from your glade.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
Did they say that Timothy Chalamet Ding Dong, his agent basically came out and said, Mike Lyon hasn't auditioned for anything in 7 years.
It started a conversation on nepotism.
It did. And guess what that conversation is? It works.
Nepo babies.
Get into some nepotism.
Nepo babies.
If we were Nepo babies of anybody.
Nepo
right?
babies.
Nepo babies.
Seems like a new TV show.
Nepo babies. They're Nepo making babies. Their own dreams come true. Nepo babies. They're stepping all over you.
It sounds so much worse than just coming for money. It sounds like you should be incarcerated. I'm a Nepo baby.
I'm a bit of a Nepo baby. But if we were Nepo babies.
We are not.
No. Of course not.
Yeah, you got that cop severance. And I have that truck driver severance, which is the U.S. government.
Noise. But let me ask, what would we be Nepo babies of into what industry?
Well, you would be a detective and I would be one of the better truck drivers in Wisconsin.
But you're too big.
No, you can be a big truck driver.
Do you think
trucks
so?
Are big. Yeah,
trucks are big enough.
Oh, yeah. Trucks are pretty healthy sized on the inside.
I have any clue how many emails I got of truckers saying, yeah, I masturbate all day.
Yes. I realize if you're on cruise control.
Several. I'm talking about like a dozen emails. Well, they're being like, yeah, I haul insulin. And when I'm not hauling insulin, I'm jerking off when we're at a stop. I was like, this is incredible.
But just don't do it in the mountains of Colorado. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
but if you're going through the plains of Iowa, jerk off, look at the corn, create a new fetish and have fun.
Set it and forget it. And I guess I would be the hot new cop. And they'd be like, I guess another Zabrowski's on the force. And I'm like, yep. Yes, sir. Where is that crime? I'm going to round it up. You know what
yes.
I mean? Like, okay. Interrogation time. What's your favorite color?
What's your favorite color?
But that's how
great.
I'm good at it. Again, that's what I learned. I watched probably one of the worst films ever committed to celluloid last night called
what?
Pray for the Devil.
Okay.
We're going to get to introing the show very soon here.
Yeah.
But it involved a...
Is it Pray... P-R-E-Y or
yes.
I see.
But it's about a 22-year-old bleach blonde nun becomes the first ever female exorcist. And the reason why is because her superpower is, guess what? Active listening.
Wow.
It is the most goop written shit I have ever seen. Because Nat is just sitting there with her head in her hands. And I was just like, see, look, they did this for you. They did this for women.
A lady.
Look, this is for the ladies.
Lady exorcist.
Yep. It was incorrect.
Fantastic. Welcome to Side Stories, everyone. Ben hanging out with Henry.
Wow, we covered a lot of ground.
Are you a girl? You too can do the fake art of exorcism.
But the Pray for the Devil had so much potential because it had an exorcism school, because it kind of starts off and it's like
right.
Hogwarts for exorcists where you're
it's
a special new school because they're opening up all these things because they said, the Vatican. But then they made up all these terms like terminal exorcism or terminally possessed, which meant me like, well, it's too late. They're already gone. And basically what they admitted within.
They did it like cancer?
Yes. Oh. And they realized they never saved anybody. Every single time someone was possessed, they fucked it up. And then they're like, we're the best of the best, and you can't be one. You've got a vagina. And she's just like, I listen with both of the two vaginas on the side of my head, what I
ears.
Call ears.
Yeah, ears.
Because it's the whole thing. Oh, she's new, funky, and fresh. And then the whole time, we're like, how is a nun allowed to have her hair dyed so spectacularly, like
well, they're
bleached,
desperate. They're like, desperate for nuns. They're allowed to dye their hair now and a whole series of different things. I think they're allowed to go full shaven or full bush or even have a little runway down there at this point.
Side stories, LPOTL at gmail.com. Do nuns shave?
Do they shave because or do they not?
I've seen some documentaries where they do not.
Absolutely. All right. Well, let's do a quick update. Let's talk Brian Koberger, this accused piece of human shit.
Wow, you're careful.
Evidently, there's some pictures, and I'm going to give, I'm going to give one, I'm going to give a small, like a little Dorito chip. You get a corner of the chip for online sleuths.
That's they did some work on this one.
They did. They had a picture of the memorial, again, of the four slain students, RIP, our hearts are with the family, but they had a picture of a man who looked like Brian Koberger, who attended the event, the memorial. I believe it is him.
It very much so looks like him.
So play into the MO of the douchery that this man represents an American crime. What a piece of shit. You can just see him in the back and be like, none of these people even know it's all my fault.
The ultimate predator.
What a bitch.
If only they knew what a villain I was.
The only thing I could think of, Henry, is did he get massive amounts of pleasure from this?
Yes, absolutely. So, well, and then also straight up, but then he got dinged because BTK was like, I'll never talk to him.
Right.
I would never, ever, ever talk to him. Because I think that, yes, he went through, this is why they talk about, this is why serial killers do that. They often visit the scenes of their crimes. Mm-hmm. They go back because they want to see, oh, look at all of my handiwork. Look at all of them cry. You know, like, it's that shit. But it's sad because BTK was like, number one, do I not talk to that guy? Right?
Don't do it.
But number two, I'd never talk to that guy.
Why won't my daughter talk to me?
BTK is a little bit upset because, you know, he murdered a bunch of people there.
In the worst way possible.
In the worst way possible. And then his family, for some reason, isn't coming over for Christmas or Thanksgiving to the jail anymore.
They keep forgetting his birthday.
Isn't that strange?
And his birthday is incredible. It is on the 15th of rape.
I didn't know that was a month.
Yeah, man, and it is easy to remember. No, this guy is, it is just really interesting to see all of these personalities come to play. This does sort of feel like a movie where they're all talking to the old serial killer to see what he's feeling, and Catherine Ramsland is, but I haven't really seen a comment from her yet about the nature of her relationship with Brian Koberger.
Yes.
As of yet. But I'm very interested to see what she says. I've had several messages from other students of Catherine Ramsland saying she's an incredible teacher. And she doesn't really talk about BTK a lot in class. She's not always like, well, my good friend Dennis Rader. She doesn't do that a lot.
Well, I would imagine also at some point she has to feel, well, I don't know. If I was a teacher of criminology, you teach criminology in order to help detectives or people who want to stop these crimes.
You're creating cops. That's the whole point.
But then all of a sudden, somebody takes this information, bastardizes it, manipulates it, puts it into their own polluted mainframe, and they start committing crimes. I would feel a little bit conflicted. Like, what am I doing here? Why am I helping these people?
It's a small percentage. And a lot of times.
Oh, so small.
The best part is these cops, a lot of times, they're just stealing cable. And it's other types of crimes. You know, they're stealing more like, you know, they're stealing some weed underneath from the evidence desk and stuff like that. That's the kind of crimes that, you know, some of these cops commit when they're not just murdering people in a very untrained scenario where they seem to pull out their gun really easily.
Well, if Koberger is convicted, he's going to have a hell of a time in jail. He thinks he's a tough boy, but indeed he will be surrounded by grown-ass men.
You really, really think that he thinks he's tough? He looks like a fucking pelican.
To be fair, don't even say that, though, because first of all, Zion Williamson's a pelican and he's a very good basketball player.
What?
He's on the Pelicans from New Orleans.
Can I just say that for the New Orleans, that's the dumbest name for a team.
Why?
Because it's Pelicans. They don't play basketball.
Well, originally they were. The Jazz was, I believe,
from Jazz
there.
The Jazz is a cool name.
They moved out to Utah.
But that's a cancer. I mean, again, Utah's the least jazzy place I've ever been.
Although they do enjoy stringed music.
Yeah, but jazz is more. The guy going. And another guy going. Boom, 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 boom.
It's about the notes you don't play. So according to Valerie Cipollona, She's 50. She was in jail with Koberger. She was there for domestic violence.
Cool. You know, Valerie had some. She had a couple of drinks.
Wow. Oh, whoa. She probably did something bad. Who knows?
Domestic violence. She beat the shit out of her husband or girlfriend or something happened. Either way, you don't piss off mean Val. This is what she said. Koberger was yelling at the guard. Koberger was yelling, "You come in here and I'll cut you. I'm going to pee on your face.
Hey.
Do what you want with me. I don't give a shit." So, Gurko, if you're the jail guard,
and they're all just laughing. They're all just like, oh.
You're going to pee on my face?
You want to pee on my face? Tell me it's raining from your dick?
So even he pretending to be a tough guy, because, again, he's just a spoiled bitch, his big tough guy statement is, "I'm going to pee on your face." And if he says that in prison, he's just going to end up poopy boy. And he's just going to be used as toilet paper for the next lifetime.
A guy's going to gargle your piss, and then he's going to smash your head against the wall until it's nothing but a bunch of jelly.
Anyway.
I also feel like we are kind of reaching the end of some of these news until we get some more and more pertinent details, because we're not really certain exactly how the murders went down in the house. We're getting a little bit more of a view into it. It's really fucked up. But here's some of the more scintillating news breaks. This is from CBS News. They interviewed a former classmate of his from Pleasant Valley High School, and she asked not to use her name, but all she said was, "Brian was really funny. He wasn't outgoing at all, but he also wasn't shy." This is where we're at. This is where true crime's at.
This is why boys like this, they get laid. Because she thinks he's funny. She's projecting her sense of humor onto this blank surface of a human being.
He's nothing. Yeah, he's nothing.
But we actually tried to be funny. And then some jokes don't hit.
Well, people say a lot of times, we've been called tryhards. We've been called shitheads. We've been called assholes. We've been called libtards. We've been called Lifters. Nazis. We've been called every single thing. So yeah, it's different because that's what I say about myself, right? I'm not that outgoing, but I'm really not that shy either.
Absolutely.
But again, that's all of us. That's what's nice about it. Again, that's what people do to normal people that project themselves.
Just don't call me late to the gangbang. Followed by a potluck.
I'd call it a butt luck.
It's a butt luck. Also, obviously, we've been hearing a little bit about the roommates that were there. And again, they were 20 years old. I don't know. I'm not going to say anything about their actions. It is what it is. They waited a little bit long to call the police. And apparently there were some screams coming from the house that they heard. Again, these are 20-year-olds. I don't know. Maybe they were scared shitless.
They've never experienced a single bit of trauma in their life. These are very protected children that are very privileged. And then when they saw something like this happening, they did just shut down.
I think that they shut down.
They shut down and they didn't know what to do because, again, Natalie and I were talking about this last night, and I've lived in a group house scenario. Like, I've lived house with five other roommates.
As of 7 years ago.
Yeah, and then you go in and out, like, you know, a bunch of 19, 20-year-olds, like, you don't know who's coming in and out of the house. Like, it's a chaos in there. Like, it's mostly you're partying, you're having fun, and it's largely, especially in a place like this, we never locked our doors. Guess what? Lock your fucking doors. Lock your fucking doors.
It's college.
Because guess who's coming, man? These fucking shitty little nerd criminology students who are training themselves to be cops/serial killers, and they know they don't lock your doors, and they want to come in and they want to make themselves the head of the new cycle of your little town. So just lock your fucking doors.
According to Cipollone, again, Valerie, she's in there for scissoring too hard.
Yeah.
She says, this is what he yelled at one of the guards. She says, "Come on in, motherfucker. You come in here. Let's talk." He sounds like that Guns N' Roses song. Get in the ring, motherfucker.
Get in the ring, motherfucker.
And I know Axel is apparently a tough guy, but
he is a tough guy.
His voice is not, get in the ring, motherfucker.
That's how you know he's not tough, is because he's got that fucking syndrome where people probably act like he's not tough all the time and he's going to knock guys in the head. Brian Koberger's a piece of shit. They're going to get him. But again, this is kind of speaking towards what we were talking about last episode, where he is doing a lot of outbursts in jail. He is not being a calm part of this process.
No, because he probably watched the movie with Kevin Hart and Will Ferrell called, like, I don't know.
Go Hard, or is it Get Hard, or Be Hard?
Get Ready.
Man Hard.
Yeah, open up. And he thinks this is how you're supposed to do, because this is how you're supposed to look tough in jail. Again, jail is like anything else. It's actually drawing
attention. Put up
attention.
Or shut up, dog.
It's drawing attention to him, though, and it's just going to lead him to be bullied.
You put yourself back up against the wall, right? You shit with one leg out of your fucking pants. These motherfuckers with these chomos come up and they want to pull your card. You best be able to respect yourself, because if not, you're going to get your fucking wig split.
There you go. You watched a couple of YouTube videos and you are a hardened criminal.
I am
prison.
He says,
look at me, man. I'm nothing but, I'm bars, dude.
You are nothing but bars. She claims that he shouted, come into this cell and I'll show you I'm a creeper. Come into this cell and I'll cut you up too. It, which does seem like a bit of an admittal.
I think that she's intense. Yeah. Oh, yeah, he did. Oh, and then he did it.
Yeah, he definitely did it.
I mean, it is a legend. It's still a legend, but he probably did. We'll find out. We could have egg in my face, and that egg could very gradually turn into gold. Depends on what happens in society. Perfect radio.
Live from your grave.
My sister is the best gift giver I've ever met of any person. It's Jackie Zabrowski. She shops all year thinking about her family and friends and puts little things aside for their birthdays and Christmases. I have no idea how she does it. I don't know how she do it. But guess what? She always wins Mother's Day, but not this year. I'm coming back. Ready to win Mother's Day and cement your reputation as the best gift giver in the family? I'm taking the crown. All right, give the moms in your life an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos. I mean this. We have the Aura frame up in my home. We absolutely love it. I can put photos on it very, very easily through the app. It's fun to do. And the memories keep cycling and I get emotional. And we filled it with pictures of Carmi and Wendy. And that is not sad. That is celebratory. So you should try it. It's honestly a really good product. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code LEFT at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Now, I want to talk about this. A lot of crimes happened this week, especially with New Year's Eve. There was a lot of things that kind of happened that we glossed over. And one of the more serious stories that I wanted to spend more time on is the fact that, like, this little town in the UK got their entire New Year's Eve fireworks, and the whole fireworks display was canceled because a 1,000-pound masturbating walrus was beached where the fireworks were supposed to go off.
This is just really devastating stuff.
This whole neighborhood hung their fucking, their Sherlock Holmes hats and their pipes and their Adam's apples. They hung them up out at night. They wanted to see fireworks because it's the only time people in the UK see things that are colored.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so they wanted to see this impressive display of lights. But instead they saw this, and I'm going to show you what this was. All right, so this walrus.
I've seen the footage. Yeah, we're going to go over it extensively. It's,
this is Scarborough, right? Here we go. Look at this. So this is
North
Scarborough
or Yorks.
So they're saying, I guess this thing was on its sort of like, it was on some kind of pattern. It was swimming around there.
It was on a dock.
It was going back to a cold waterfront, and they found it. And so now all of these people saw it. If you could see this footage right here.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big old hog on him.
It is a big old hog.
You know what I find weird is that, yes, he is masturbating. He might be scratching. I don't know if he knows he's jerking off. He might.
To be honest with you,
I see a little smile.
Maybe it's just because we have animals and stuff. I'm not really affected. I would be like, walrus is jerking off. Good for him. And then I'd look back at the fireworks.
Yeah, of course. I would laugh at that and be like, what a great New Year's Eve this is.
Wish I was you.
Exactly.
That's what I would say. I wish they'd be
carting me away. Right? But no, you get to do that
because you're a walrus and you're kind of cute, even though you are a deadly animal.
I want to watch the footage. Look at the footage again here. Now, when he's masturbating, my question is that
he's masturbating very fast.
And why are we blurring it out?
Well, I think that's a fantastic point. Who is going to become aroused by
this
walrus's
science,
penis?
Right? This is science. Like, technically, this is an interesting phenomena.
That's
because
true.
How often do we see or catch the walrus masturbating in public?
And as 90s kids, we know for a fact, you see blur, you can imagine there's titties behind that blur.
No, the blur
and then you
makes
start
me
jerking off. Right.
The blur is actually what makes me horny a lot of the times.
Oh, we're pixel sexuals. I will, if I see a pixel, I will just immediately assume there's a vagina back there.
And I'm just building and building. I'm throwing vaginas from things I've seen on television. I'm throwing vaginas from things I've seen in science books. Every single version. Oh, here we go. Here's another. There's some more footage. This is from motherless.com of a wall worth masturbating. Here we go. Look at this.
Oh, that doesn't. That's why they come. That's why they blurted out. Because that is actually. I don't like that at all.
Well, I mean, it's fine. It's nature. It's a wiggly woggly.
Actually, now I'm ooh, wow. I immediately regret what I said.
Well, it's an odd looking penis, to say the least.
It is a purposeful masturbation as well, because it is productive.
They're just like us, aren't they?
Wow, you know what? Yeah, maybe they should have canceled New Year's Eve.
No, I actually disagree with this. I believe that this go.
I think the audience has just heard me have a hero's arc.
Mm-hmm.
In a very short period of time.
Well, I think you're going to have to come back here and you're going to have to become the anti-hero they know and love, because what you do here is put a towel on it.
Put a towel on
you just take a little blanket. Your Nana comes up and she puts her little quilt on it. And you say, everything is fine, kids.
It's scratching.
Because once he finishes with all of his walrus stuff, then he's going to go to bed.
I don't know. It sounded like he went like, oh!
But then he went to bed.
Yeah, because then he got his one moan of pleasure out.
Parents covered their children's eyes when the two-ton beast was doing the solo sex act.
It's not even bad.
One wag joked. I think wag is a dude
it's a guy. Yeah, it's like a lad.
He says, walrus misunderstood. Are you coming to Scarborough Fair? Another one posted, David Attenborough missed that in Blue Planet.
Actually, he probably did. He probably just cut it out.
He may have.
Because now that I've seen the uncut footage of a walrus masturbating, I can see why he did. Because it might be difficult to slap a Tyson chicken commercial right after that.
Yeah.
It might be difficult to package that for NBC, where you're like, no, see, no, around here, this is simply fascinating. As you can see, as the walrus takes his proboscis. Meanwhile, like, you got all these guys. You're doing this in front of real pedophiles.
Right.
And they're just walking. And they're like, this is not hardcore enough for us. But at the same time, this is not for everybody. This is not. I couldn't even show this to my buddies at my stag parties.
Yeah. You know, also the dudes, the walrus's name, I believe they've named it Thor. So they know it. And they've named it. And I do wonder if that has something to do with the reason they canceled the event. Because they're like, that ain't just no normal walrus. That's Thor.
That's Thor.
Were they giving him his privacy?
Well, they said that apparently it was because he beached himself because he was tired after this kind of like, I guess this miles long journey these walruses take.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's doing this thing. And that they
called walruses? Walrus eye?
I don't fucking know.
Walruses?
I think walrus is also that when it is plural, right? Fernando, I'm looking at you. You know,
like,
yeah, but he's
like
not
goose,
right?
Geese.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
All I know is we've just buried ourselves in a fucking bunch of emails from walrus cucks.
Walrus.
A bunch of the walrus nation is going
to
email us.
I feel like they shouldn't have blurred out the walrus penis. I've seen multiple walrus penises. And to be frank, it's my right to see the walrus as a king of the animal kingdom. I want to see them masturbate.
Let it free. Yes, but yes, I think it's because they said that it beached itself and that they didn't want to disturb it. They wanted to be able to sleep its natural cycle and then leave without worrying about the crowds and the sounds of the fireworks because,
you know, buddy,
again, he didn't have his white noise machine.
He's coming into our world, though. We didn't do these fireworks in the middle of the goddamn water, man.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, this
man.
Isn't an AC/DC concert on a float, which I did see one time. Actually, I'm sorry, it was Cheap Trick. It was in Minneapolis. It was pretty fucking awesome. Although I don't think anyone knew who they were because at that point they were already old and that was 20 years ago.
I was watching this incredible documentary called Pocahontas, and it said that you can't own anything. You can't. There's no such thing as ownership. So it's like we don't really own the beach either, but neither does the whale. So when it comes down to it, is that we should all be allowed to do this together.
Absolutely. If I was with that walrus, I would have said, in unity, I too will masturbate.
We're all just members of the animal kingdom, dog.
According to Richard Coulson, he's 51. He says, it's amazing how much attention it's brought. It's the first time I've ever seen one. It's huge. He says, you respect nature when you see something of that size.
So you're saying that he needed to see the size of the walrus's cock for him to believe that nature is important.
Well,
is a type of person. Everybody talks about, like, they all wonder why, like, we're having issues, like, communicating things about, like, the climate change. And, like, all these, like, really kind of heady, interesting things. Meanwhile, like, it took that guy seeing a 15-inch walrus cock for him to be like, maybe
that animals should be respected.
Yeah, they're
that
just the like wildest, us.
Like, there's no data breakdown group that can really crunch those numbers. How many more people need to see you? That's again, maybe I'm back. Uncensor it. More people need to see it. Because if more people can see that, yes, even these walruses, these gentle walruses can be packing like Mr. Mm-hmm. Tyson, you can fucking...
Something humanizing about an animal that's able to jerk itself off with its hands. That's why I watched that documentary, The Cove, exceptionally sad about dolphins.
That's like me.
And I really think the dolphins should have masturbated a little bit in front of the people and said, see, I'm like your child. So he also says it wasn't so much the penis. He says its tusks are bigger than my arms.
Whatever.
But he was talking about its cock. But
he's still saying, man, that he just needed to see how big it is for him to care about it.
According to Stuart Ford, who runs Sea Life Safari, all these people need to be investigated. He says, I was going down to my boat. There it was on the slipway. He said, magnificent.
It was.
He said, it's a
magnificent.
He says, I think it's a once in a lifetime in Scarborough to see.
Yeah, it is.
So this is, they didn't cancel the fireworks because they didn't want to get together. They stayed and they just watched it instead.
Yeah, they just went and watched a walrus jerk off all night.
So the walrus jerking off its natural penis overshadowed thousands of dollars worth of explosives.
It's like when you buy a PS5 for a child and all it does is play with the box. Right? Because, I mean, it doesn't happen a lot. Mostly it just turns out it's because the kid's missing half a lobe or something. But the rest of the time, like, people are curious about many natural things. And again, this has probably done more for climate change awareness than many other, like, anything that Greta Thunberg's ever said.
Yeah.
Like, that masturbating walrus changed 5 men's lives.
It did.
That's incredible.
Yeah. No, it's the out of the mouths of babes there. Also in animal news.
Yeah, because that walrus was pretty hot.
Yeah, well, apparently, also in animal news, there was a pigeon that was arrested in British Columbia because it was found carrying a packet of crystal methamphetamine.
Canada needs more crime.
Yeah, it really
because
does.
Because that
Canada
is
needs,
wild.
They like, need we, everything. We need, they need a weekend with Donald Trump in charge.
They, just they
to
really
get a,
do.
Just to get a taste
of what
of
crime
what,
is.
Yeah,
what crime
it's
is.
Like.
I think they, I, you know, because this is the thing. It took them 6 years to get Robert Pickton. They arrested a pigeon.
Very quickly.
The pigeon didn't even, did the pigeon make the crystal meth?
No, the pigeon
It wasn't
did
even
not.
A distributor?
No, it was actually sort of a vigilante drone. Before the drones, there was the pigeon. According to John Randall, president of the Pacific Region for Union of Canadian Correctional Officers, everything is convoluted and too long. Okay, he says, a pigeon was located at Pacific Institution inside the walls. Is that Jamaican?
Yeah, it's close.
And it appeared to have a small package.
You see
package.
How difficult it is to not be Jamaican.
This is why I don't do it. This is why you're the actor and I am the recipient.
Mm-hmm.
I am the fan.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, John Randall says a pigeon was located at Pacific Institution inside the walls. And it appeared to have a small package, sort of like a backpack attached to it, which is a really cute movie. Pigeon dealer.
It is cute.
Pigeon mule.
Again, I've been talking a lot about one. I think that's a really fun Pixar movie. You know what I was thinking that was fun? If they really wanted to do it and like really kind of illustrate how the U.S. military industrial complex and Hollywood and show business are together, we need a Pixar movie called Drones.
Mm.
It's all about cute drones. Right? You do it like Stripes.
So there's a mean drone who drops.
He's the mean one.
Yeah,
but at the same time, because then one of the drones tries to save this like innocent village, right? It's like, oh no,
don't
we shouldn't bomb
that.
These are kids.
Yeah.
But then they find out like, oh, there is bombs underneath it. Guess we do got it. And that's the arc. It's them undiscovering
something?
Like, oh yeah, we should be bombing more. And then it's like Be our guest, because all these drones talking about how they wish they could be used to kill.
Yeah, sort of be our dust after we explode you. And that, of course, that'll be a fantastic Northrop Grumman-sponsored Pixar film.
I can't wait. Well, you're talking about another Pixar film that's in the same thing.
Just lastly, when it comes to the pigeon, the main dude there, he says it's almost like the inmates and the criminals are going back in time and using older technology. So isn't that kind of nice? Also, he referred to a pigeon as technology.
I mean, it is interesting that he called it technology. It's an animal. But I guess that walrus technology was really malfunctioning on news.
Maybe the pigeon was feeding the walrus all that crystal methamphetamine. And then I believe on crystal meth, you clean, but you can come. It's not like cocaine and whiskey. Like, I think meth
No, meth, you're supposed to come.
You can get rock hard.
Yeah, yeah. Coke, you can get hard, but you don't come.
Right.
And then booze, you don't get hard. That's got easy. You're trying to save yourself.
Right.
You know what I mean? But you gotta be careful out there, pigeons. All right, if you're fucking holding for somebody, right, you drop that shit. You don't fucking take it for anybody. You just make sure the only thing you ever say to a cop is that's the only thing you ever say. And that's it. All right. You don't fucking don't sell anybody out, all right? Because you're a pigeon. You're born free.
A lot of people don't like pigeons. I've been shat on by one pigeon, but overall, I don't hate the pigeon.
That's good luck. Getting shit on by a pigeon is a superstition. It means you're about to come into money.
Oh, well. Okay.
It didn't happen.
Yeah.
Now, talking about technology taking over, here's another guy. This guy. So last week we covered about, like, you know, people are really putting the word Tesla ahead of everything because they want to make sure you click it for some reason. But this guy, we said last guy fell asleep with the autopilot in him running from the cops, which is hilarious, right? But this guy tried to do the opposite. Dharmesh Arvind Patel. He decided to do his different thing where he decided to try to blame the improper autopilot technology of the Tesla on him trying to kill his entire family. it's a brilliant idea because it's a good time to put it in the news sphere if you're really trying. This is a good time to blame Tesla. Well,
speaking of kids' movies, I love that new Homicide Cars.
It's
fantastic film.
It is very dumb what he tried to do. So he drove his Tesla off the Pacific Coast Highway down a 250-foot cliff to attempt to murder his wife and his two children. Now, there's some people now, because he said it was an accident. I was on autopilot, and it did it. It jumped. And that's how it first came out, right? When the news story came out, it was like, Tesla car tries to kill its own family, right? What, you're like, yay, fun, you know, it's a cool story. But then it turns out he just jerked it to the left and then was like, oh, you know how these autopilots are, always trying to kill everybody. And he is not incorrect, but this time it turns out it was a lie because he was trying to kill his family in the dumbest way possible.
Yes, he has been charged with attempted murder and child abuse, so apparently they've all survived, so he wasn't even able to do that. Now, this is my thing.
That's got to be rough when you get into the accident and then afterwards you have to, like, your whole family is like, why are you getting arrested? I thought we were about to go talk to the insurance company. And it's like, nothing. Don't look at my phone.
Tried to kill you. But anyway, we pay a lot of taxes here. Now, when it comes to the roads, they're 50-50. But now, why not put a little barrier here? Because it says it's called, quote, the Devil's Slide Cliff.
It's awesome.
So, but why? Now, you call it Devil's Slide, so you know you die, right? But why not just build a little wall that says, okay, now you can't crash your car over the Devil's Slide Cliff? They named it knowing that people just kind of slide off of this and go to hell.
No, because it's
but
cool.
But why not help so that people can't drive off the cliff?
Well, it's because you shouldn't be cool trying to kill your family with
no,
it.
No, I know, but what if it was an accident and then you're like, oh, you fell down Devil's Slide? It's like, well, why is that there?
I mean, Devil's Slide, most of the time, when I'm on the Devil's Slide, it's taking me straight to Gucci. But this time it's taking these people to the fucking to the crevasse of the on the other sides of the British of the California coastline. There is a small, like, little thing, right? There is a small, like, gate that it went over.
Okay.
There is maybe I've driven this before.
More.
I've driven this before.
I don't like the idea of driving near the Devil's Slide. I don't like the fun nature of, like, you die if you make a mistake. Don't even think about having to be in your car around this corner.
Well, that is
you're
going to
fall off this cliff. Maybe, again, we could just call it, like, the nice wall, like,
well, if you look
friendly
at this,
wall.
If you really look at this, right, if you look at the actual what the Devil's Slide looks like, there's actually root. You legitimately have to pull your car off of this thing.
Right.
You have to drive your car off of this thing if you want it to go off. There is enough room, and you have this little ridge of stone here that also could catch you. So
again,
he literally was aiming for it. Like, he was, trying
view.
To... It's beautiful. That's why you're doing it, because of the uninterrupted view. I remember one time Natalie and I drove up the PCH. She got violently ill because it is just twists and turns back and forth.
Yeah.
It's really fun, and there's nowhere to stop.
Right.
You just have to literally smush your car up against the embankment and
it's
hope nobody
scary,
creams
dude.
You, and then you just throw up off the side of the thing. But that's what I'm saying. Like, but to kill your family, you should do it the old-fashioned way, like this guy from Enoch, Utah did, and just use a gun.
Well,
because he killed 7 members of his family, and then I believe he committed suicide.
Well, and that kind of finished the job there. Well,
Michael Haight.
Well, with this guy, with Patel,
I think he was trying to outthink the system. So this happened on January 2nd. Talk about a hangover. And it was 10:50 in the morning. San Francisco area officers were dispatched to the call of a vehicle over the cliff. And then apparently they found the emergency personnel rappelled down, and the vehicle located four occupants, two adults, two juveniles. The occupants were rescued from the vehicle and transported to a local hospital with serious injuries.
The wreckage is terrifying. But it's the car is just upside down.
So this actually makes Tesla look good. Because the car didn't like explode. Because I think that he thought it was going to explode, but it's not a gas car.
That is kind of fucked. I didn't even think about this. He tried to figure out a way to blame Tesla for killing his family, but then all he proved was that the safety gauge works.
Really works. And then there's no gas in the car, so it doesn't like have any
sign of... It doesn't explode yet. Oh my God. Yeah, that's fucked. That's not good, man. It more shows seatbelts work.
Yeah. They were scared. More than they were hurt.
Yeah, it was really bad. And I actually wonder if that's why they said that he tried it. I wonder if he did the thing, if they're all like, Daddy, where's my switch? Daddy, I want a milkshake. Daddy, you want to go on vacation? And he's like, I'll turn this goddamn car around. And then the wife was just like, you didn't get the roof fixed. And he's just like, God damn it, woman. I mean, like, I hopefully... That's not how it happened.
Well, I'm who just saying, knows how
I feel
it
like
happened.
They know something that they're charging him with a crime. Well, and I don't know why they're charging him with a crime yet. So someone must have said something. Like the wife must have been like, he tried to kill us.
If you are a child out there, when it comes to your father being stressed,
let him drive.
Let him drive, but also especially if you're near the Devil's Slide Cliff. Now, if you're near a Wawa, you're driving through Texas, it's all land.
It's all land. It doesn't matter.
You annoy the shit out of him.
Don't
touch
your father's. Don't touch him while he's driving. Okay, that's my main thing. Don't touch him. Don't hit your brother. Don't hit your sister. Okay?
I used to sing.
You're all 40.
My dad freaked me out. And my dad, I saw a truck driver pulled over on the side of the road when I was a kid with my dad in the back. I was like six, and I said, leave the truckers alone. Leave the truckers alone. No,
honestly, a lot of times the truckers do a lot of like, crimes.
Yeah. Maybe he was masturbating, but my dad got quite upset. He said, shut up, man. And I said, okay. So,
well, I actually don't think even masturbating while driving is, to be honest, I don't even, I'm going to get
very,
everyone's
it's very say, dangerous.
Yeah, I know.
Because especially if you lose your brakes when you're going downhill.
No. Yeah. Yes, of course. You're distracted. Yeah. You shouldn't be masturbating. But I'm also saying, but it's other crimes I actually think are more serious trucker crimes.
Well, yeah.
Like the murders.
Yeah, all
the many murders.
The sex stuff, the murder stuff. Yeah, it's bad.
That's different. But not all truckers are bad.
No, they're not. For the most part, they give us a lot of our goods that we need.
You get your cores.
And that's why I'm against what's happening in New York, but we're going to talk about that on top. And a lot of it's Snitch City.
Wow.
New York City. Wow. So anyway, after 11, the witnesses said the vehicle plunged hundreds of feet, flipped, and landed on its wheels. So if you're this guy, you have to be like, I'm doing it.
I guess God wanted them to live.
God damn it.
God damn you, release me.
What a moron.
Now, I have more exciting news.
What? Is it another fucking giant sighting, a.k.a. a person?
No, that was cool. And that guy, that is still a mystery.
It is.
That has not been. No one knows what's going on.
I understand it's kind of a mystery.
But it's more Bigfoot. Now, listen, the reason why this is good, right?
Where
this
is
comes
it
from
of?
The Washington Highway Patrol video. Right?
Oh, this is an officer.
Now, this is from, it's from the government. You know, government cameras, you can really rely on. Yeah.
They don't lie. They can't lie.
They can't lie, right? Now, there are some people there. So the reason why I'm showing this is because a TikToker posted this video saying like, brand new video, Bigfoot, blah, 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 it's real.
Mm-hmm.
It's not brand new video. It's 2 years old.
Well,
but the video is really compelling. It's new to them, but they acted like it was new. And it's just, again, it's just like a TikTok thing where they just say things.
Yes.
They just kind of say things.
No,
right?
I know. My little brother is on it. And then he comes into my den sometimes with a piece of information that I know is totally false. And then I said, where'd you hear that? And it's TikTok.
And it's like, well, it's listen, TikTok. We just need all the cross reference. It's good.
All you have to do is put that sound behind it and say it in a, to be honest with you, mostly
it's, but they learn it from
feminine
the nurse.
Voice.
Yes, and they learned the opposite from the news. Basically, they're doing the same thing the mainstream news used to do, which is that it's about how you package it and then it seems super legit. It's fine. But this is good footage, though.
All right, let's see it.
So now this was filmed outside of the Washington Mountain Pass. I'm going to show it to you when you watch it and you tell me what you think, right? Look at this fucking guy. Look at that UFO. No, look at that Bigfoot, right? Look at him go.
UFO.
Look at him walk. Yeah, he's got the arm movement.
It looks more person-like to me.
Man, I just, you know, I try.
I know, I want to.
I come up here, I feel like I'm talking to my father.
I love the Bigfoot.
I come to my father and I try to, look, father, look what I've done, father.
Okay, so what's the information behind it? Because obviously it's fucking freezing cold, so yes, why is this person out there? What are they doing?
He's walking. That's it.
That is it. Well, I mean, hey, you know.
It comes from the Washington State Highway cameras. That's what they're saying is interesting. And then we comb through it. And they actually are the ones that put it out there. The Washington State Department of Transportation spotted this.
That is a PSYOP.
But again, what's the PSYOP for?
It's probably the son of a sheriff who's going to have sex with a corpse he buried out there 15 years ago. And they were like, no, that's a Sasquatch. That's not Gary.
In the year of our Lord, fucking 2023, I can't put him past him. I think that you might be right. It might be a PSYOP trying to cover up a cabal of these people. I don't know. He looks cold. He looks very tall. He could be a man. It is not as good footage as the other stuff was.
All right.
The other stuff was better footage. But there's a part of me that still thinks that whatever it is, whatever the phenomena is, when it comes to Bigfoot especially, sure. I think that's the one we can still prove.
Let me just check out what kind of shoes you're wearing. Oh, he's wearing his Nike Backtrack.
Whoa.
He is backtracking today.
Live from your grave.
Skip the grocery store and take control of your time and budget with delicious, it's restaurant quality recipes delivered right to your door. Make your home your restaurant, and then you always know where the bathroom is. If you're looking for an easy way to eat and save money this year, HelloFresh is a great way to get started. It's cheaper than grocery shopping, number one, and 25% cheaper than takeout, featuring robust flavors and filling portions that are ready in less than 15 minutes. I swear to you, listening audience, I use HelloFresh every week. I love the roasted chickpeas. I love a barley. And honestly, even the kale and bean soup is good. Do I add a protein? Absolutely. That's because I'm bulking. Go to HelloFresh.com/LPOTL21 and use code LPOTL21 for 21 free meals plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/LPOTL21 with code LPOTL21 for 21 free meals plus free shipping. HelloFresh. America's number one meal kit.
Well, Henry, this is for you. Body parts. Now, obviously, we all have them, but we die. And I was watching YouTube videos.
We do live after death.
I was watching YouTube videos and people do die and they come back and they say we do have life after death, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, but that's because they didn't die.
They did die.
They didn't die, though, because they were
dead for 10 minutes.
But if he was dead, he wouldn't come back. You know what I mean? He was still yet to be alive.
No, he was dead until they brought him back alive.
This is my question. SideStoriesLPOTL@gmail.com. Are you dead the second you stop breathing? Or are you
no,
dead?
Not the breathing. But I'm just saying. The brain.
But I'm saying, he had no more brain use. You're dead when you're cold.
Either way, there's life after death. Don't stress it. So there was a woman. And this is just a vessel that we're in. This is the casing that God gave us. We were delivered into these casings.
Some people are more blessed. We're more blessed than others.
Yes.
Right? Because other people don't fuck like us. They don't eat like us. They don't drink like us.
Absolutely.
They don't dance like
us. That's what I say. Every time I walk around here in California, Los Angeles, I say, I'm so lucky to look like me as opposed to that very handsome man over there.
No, we look like producers.
All right. So a Colorado funeral home owner, she has been sentenced to 20 years in prison. Look at this woman.
Yes, she used for the illegal. She has got some hair.
She does.
She looks like a fucking Lego figurine.
Her name is Megan Hess. So she's got 20 years. There was 560 corpses, right? And apparently she was dissecting them and selling the body parts without permission.
Yes, which is a difficult thing because you're supposed to be burying your fucking papu. And then you don't understand that you're burying a fucking shoebox full of balsa wood.
Do you think that it's because it was without permission?
Yes.
Because why not just give a kickback to the kids or the family members? Because it doesn't matter. If you can mine me for parts, if someone's like, I'll give you $50,000 for an arm, get the money, bro.
Absolutely.
I don't give a fuck. What do I care?
You know that. I completely agree. Once you are dead, you are fucking just meat. Do whatever you want with my fucking husk. I don't care. But take it. Take my organs. I'd love to sell them because then other people could benefit. But it's still obviously very touchy.
And you do need people's permission. And sure, it does get to a point where, like, but that's the true difference. It shows how small and little the things that you need to do to be a decent human being are. Where if you just send an email saying, hey, what if I fucking grind up Nana for now? You give me $3,000, I could turn it into people dust and I could sell that to China for some reason, right? And then if you, like, agree, you're like, yeah, Nana would love that.
Although it still would be illegal, but at least no one would be pressing charges, perhaps.
That's the thing.
The interesting thing is here, so Megan has this 46. She did this with Shirley Cock. And that is Shirley Cock is her mother. And she is 69 years old. Now, the 69-year-old was sentenced to 15 years because it was her central role. Her central role was chopping up the bodies.
That's cool.
So she's got her 69-year-old grandmother
hacking
in there.
Up bodies, dog.
Hacking up. There's something almost sweet about this.
It's a mom and pop. Yeah.
It's a mom and a daughter, and they're both old, and they're both just like, this is the family business, honey. And then they just go and they get like half off coffee at Perkins, and they eat, and everyone's just like, what a nice couple. You know, they were in the funeral home, so be respectful of them. Otherwise, they're going to chop you up and sell your body parts when you die.
I think that people are mostly just concerned with the grisliness of the crime. I think it's also their age and their cuteness, and their mommy and grandmommy like selves have actually damned them in a way, because they both look like cute little grandmas, and then it turns out they run a body farm, and it makes everybody kind of super uncomfortable. But all you really have to do, again, is get permission, and then you can make those titties into paperweights all you want, as long as you have permission, and then you can sell all the parts. It's like, that's where it gets wrong, because again, people are paying you either for a service, right? You're paying to be taken care of, and then someone goes and rips it up. Again, it just comes down to, it is strange, though, in a way, that it's about, like, the money.
It's always about the money. Somebody really wanted to pay a lot of money for a calf. So the federal case was triggered by a 2016 to 2018 Reuters investigation series into the sale of body parts in the United States. Now, former workers told Reuters that Hess and Cock conducted unauthorized dismemberments of the bodies, and then the FBI raided the business in 2018. Again, is it the biggest issue in the country? Probably not, but nonetheless, they got a lot of people on the case.
Which, because, again, if people are very creeped out.
Yes, and according to U.S. District Judge Christine M. Argolo, she says, this is the most emotionally draining case I have ever experienced on the bench.
Damn.
She says, it's concerning to the court that the defendant Hess refuses to assume any responsibility for her conduct. Hess's lawyer said she's been unfairly vilified as a witch, a monster, a ghoul.
This is the thing.
When instead, she is a broken human being. So her defense is literally, tell him I'm broken.
I just also don't understand being like, wouldn't you rather be a ghoul than broken? I'd rather be like, yeah, I'm a fucking ghoul. Yeah, I sell tits for money. That's what I do. You know what I mean? Like, that's your business. This is the business we've chosen.
26 victims described their horror after discovering what happened to their loved ones. According to Emily Aaron Smith, she says, our sweet mother, they dismembered her. We don't have a name for a crime this heinous. I mean, I think we do. It's
dismemberment.
Yeah, unauthorized selling of human body parts.
We do have the name of the crime. But yeah, it's very sad. Yeah.
Yeah. According to Tina Shannon, whose mother was dismembered against her will, she told the court, I've worn many masks to cover the pain. I'll never be okay. I
hate that clown mask, though. That creeps me the fuck out. She needs to stop that. And then when she starts dressing like the Riddler, it's like, I think this is past. This is not about pain anymore.
And just so you know, it is illegal in the United States to sell organs such as hearts, kidneys, and tendons for transplant.
Why is that illegal to sell?
They must be donated. By selling body parts such as heads, arms, and spines, which Hess did for research or education, is not regulated by federal law. So to be honest, they could have just gone through the red tape and done it legally.
That's the idea. That's what I'm saying, is that that's all they had to do. Technically, that whole grisly business is there for the taking. They want them to do it.
I understand I have a different approach to a lot of things in life. It's just sort of, as I've sort of learned over the years when I hear other people speak. But when it comes to like Tina Shannon, they say, I'll never be okay. They're already dead. Do you, like, when your papa dies and your mom and all of us, we are all, you know, we're all going to have someone dead. I don't, like, when we lost our good friend, you don't really see it's not the person in there anymore.
I
don't know. I don't, I just don't think I would have that much of an emotional reaction and be like, what did you do? Why the fuck would you do that?
It's really just about...
I don't know.
I think that in the very end, it's really just about... But people are very emotional about their loved ones. This is their loved ones.
But their loved one is now gone.
I know, but they want to be the ones telling you what we're going to do with the body. It's ours right. to tell it with. And again, if you wanted to do it all above board, you absolutely could. You could. But the fact that they didn't shows that they're ghouls. But it is interesting that one sheet of paper makes you go from legitimate body salesman to full ghoul.
Well, the Hess family was charged because they would charge people $1,000 for cremations, right? But then they would never cremate the body.
No.
Again, they would harvest the organs. So, but in that case, then, a person paid $1,000.
This is about a Better Business Bureau thing. This is how American this is all is.
Michelangelo Henry Zabrowski here with a Better Business Bureau. Your muffins aren't big enough and your donuts aren't sweet enough.
Muffler's wet. But no, it's because they're paying. That is the very heart of it. Is we're paying for a service that we did not get.
But they're paying $1,000 to burn the corpse of the person that they love into ashes.
Yeah, it's very difficult.
And that to them is more comforting than, I don't know, chopping off an arm. You and I are both in the
world of throw my body in the trash when I die. So it's different. We have a different set of values than these people do.
Like
the woman that I tried to actually get a bunch of work on this done, but I have to go deeper into this. I want to do this subject at some point. Ms. Ruth, who's 58 years old, because we asked a question last week. Because I asked the super pertinent, very important question during the Elon Schools series about, do little people, Ku Klux Klan members, have to get their stuff made custom, right? Or they just buy it for kids?
Right.
And it turns out they're actually...
I don't want, by the way, Klansman costumes for kids doesn't sound good.
It's cute. KKK, Klansman costumes for kids. That's cute. Now, Ms. Ruth actually makes most of them. There is 5 generations of Ku Klux Klan members buy it from a 58-year-old woman that works with, she makes these outfits. They're about $100 to $150 per person. You have to send in your measurements.
It's just somebody's.
Look at this woman. It is just this woman with the little Bluetooth headphone on, smoking cigarettes in front of her quadriplegic daughter that she takes care of full time.
She does look full of hate.
She does. She says she does it full of love. Because she does
of
it
be, what?
White supremacy. Because she does it, she says, to raise her daughter, right? She makes money to raise her 40-year-old quadriplegic daughter, and then she blesses each one. She makes these satin things, she blesses them, she says, God bless each one of them, because she says, like, these men are misunderstood.
I mean, they're very understood. That's the whole point. They tell you exactly what they think. That's their whole thing, is to be understood.
It's just crazy. It's her entire market. It's her entire, like, it's her whole life. She just takes orders and makes Ku Klux Klan robes and sends them out. This is according to her mother, Jones. But I did not get, because it had all of these podcast things attached to it that have since expired. So I couldn't listen to any of the stuff that she said.
Well, we want to talk to you about Spring Hill Jack Coffee. That's a small business that doesn't involve making Klan's hoods.
No, not anymore. And we've been thankful that we've made the changes that we need to make in order to sell coffee completely above board.
Yes,
and
indeed.
We're also selling heads and spines attached, which I'm really excited for. Our new thing, I can't wait for our new merch, where it's just buy a new brain for Papu.
Yes, indeed. Also, as Henry alluded to, there was a dude named Michael Haight, apropos last name. He killed his wife. He killed his mother-in-law.
There's not a very compelling story there yet right people. Now because he killed his wife, threatened Jesus. Divorce, and then he killed the literal entire family.
I wonder why she wanted to get a divorce. It seems like he may have been unhinged with massive issues.
Well, she said there was no sign of violence up until then. They had no clue that he would react in this way.
Good grief.
So we'll find out about that. And then also there was the story of the 6-year-old shooting his teacher who just took the gun away from his parents.
That was very sad.
It's very sad.
But with the, again, it's just us. So we're different. I know you're married, but also by traditional standards, some people would say you live a bachelor lifestyle.
I mean,
We got no kids, right?
Yes, I get to still be fun, yes.
This guy's got 4 fucking kids. The wife is like, I want a divorce. The reaction here is, I'm going to go down to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Peace.
Do all those things I'm not able to do right now. You got 4 kids now.
I'm going to go suck dick, eat ass, eat pussy in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm literally going to get in my car and be like, peace, you frumpy bunch of people. I'm out of here.
And the next relationship, he doesn't have to have kids because he's already got the 4 kids.
He's already got the 4.
So he's all done with it. This man is just, I don't understand.
I don't know. We'll never understand. We talk about this all the time. Nat and I always talk about this. Just get divorced. We'll just get divorced. Never kill. Never kill.
No, absolutely not. All right. Well, I think it's almost time for Hero of the Week.
Okay.
Let's do it. This week's Hero of the Week. It's kind of an interesting one.
Oh, is it this time?
Yes.
Okay, that's different.
Yes. So engineering, some people might say engineering, boring.
Fernando wouldn't, he's trained in it. And also engineering is why we have roads.
Exactly. That's why it's actually very exciting. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, every year they have a calendar. And this year is 2023. So
we
they
really
have
making the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers this hero of the week in their hot bod calendar?
You'll see. So this year it's 2023. So their calendar is a 2023 calendar.
It should be, yes.
And apparently they were having a hard time giving these away because, again, they're free. But then this year they did something really funny. They put cats in the pictures of all the buildings that they wrote, that they made, and all the structures that they were able to create. Look at the cat.
All these devices are used for death.
So, no, those are dams. So the cats are in there.
Yeah, they're just rebuilding a city we blew up.
Rebuilding a city. So anyway, so this is, it's
the
actually,
cats are just like in war. They're at war scenes.
So the hero of the week is the 2023...
Normally,
it
I'm
is
like
the
confused.
2023 U.S. Army Corps of Engineers calendar.
I'm normally like confused or like disgusted, but I'm like concerned about this hero.
I know
because again,
it's
this
so
is,
cute.
No, because it's really like it's just so pro war.
No,
you know
it's
I mean?
Not.
It's just so the cats are a way to sell the military industrial complex.
No, these guys make like dams
yeah,
and other
bring
fun
the weapons over.
The district engineers operate locks and dams along the Columbia River. They provide flood risk management using dams. It also maintains Oregon's coastal rivers for navigation.
Okay, good clarification.
And leads the nation in hydropower.
You know what? I still think this is very stupid, and I don't think that it's a good choice, but at least I now feel a little bit, I feel less scared of the choice.
Their workers ensure equal attention to environmental protection along with fish and wildlife.
That's fantastic.
And according to somebody here, they say, quote, "We're glad they added a picture of a giant litter box to keep their sites tidy."
Okay, that is actually, that's, I am fine with it. I'm neutral with that. I feel like that makes sense. Almost.
Yeah, it is just something. And what a way to keep track of the days as the year goes on, and mark, you know, what you got to do there in the calendar. So the 2023 U.S. Army Corps of Engineers calendar featuring giant cats superimposed on their engineering successes, your hero of the week.
You know, honestly, and in that way, I actually would make the cats are the hero.
The calendar is the hero.
Well, the calendar.
The calendar
know.
Helps you,
know you
keep time.
We're just
structure.
Moving on. We're just going to move on.
Structure.
We don't really need to get all up in.
We were going to make a calendar, weren't we?
We were trying to make a calendar. I would still be down to do a calendar.
Yeah. I don't know if anyone would buy it. But
I mean, I feel like we have a big population of listeners in prison that I think that it would really love to see us in
various
states.
Are you allowed to have a calendar
in
prison?
I mean, it's how you know how long you got.
I think they mark it on the wall, don't they?
I don't know if they do that. I think that's from the Count of Monte Cristo.
Oh.
I don't know if they really do that.
Do you want to know how long you have left or you just want to like play it by ear?
I just read, dude. I work out. I just work out.
You got like 10 years. I would just forget time exists until time to go.
It goes by fast.
I don't think so. No, I think solitary confinement seems to be really slow.
Yeah, you're talking about solitary confinement, and I've done a bunch of series of crimes. If I'm there for, like, you know, a five-year jump or whatever, I'm going to get real tight. I'm going to work out. I'm going to read the Quran. I'm going to do, I'm going to get real into crocheting and stuff. There's a whole program right now of prisoners crocheting.
Good.
Which kind of nice. They got to fucking cut off some of the swastikas that they're making. Because apparently they're very easy to crochet. Because it's just four lines.
Yeah, hey, I don't know.
That's the thing. It's because you want to teach them flowers or stuff, but it's very complicated.
Right,
I don't really have any letters this week.
No letters.
No, because the one I had, honestly, there was a letter that I have. It's just, now that I'm looking at it, it's real depressing.
Great.
And so I feel like this week's episode of Last Podcast on the Left is going to be more, it's going to be less sad than it was.
Yeah.
This week, this one's going to be a little bit more like, you know, kind of find out the origins of the Elon School. So I'm going to wait because your guys are going to get some sad. And I do want to shout out the Joe versus Elon comic book
that is
absolutely fantastic.
It's just Joe Rogan versus Elon Musk. What is happening?
It is Elon.school. I think I would pay to see it though, because
I mean, the thing about Joe is he is,
say whatever you want about him, he can kick.
He can kick.
This is just an absolutely, it is a comic book. It's a shout out to this comic book that they're still working on. It is about this man's like experience within the Elon school, and it is harrowing. It is, I actually kind of got like teary through it. And it's a lot. So again, it's another kind of one of the things that we're reading as a part of our series. Mm-hmm. We have like 6 or 7 resources for the series. And it was just, wow, it is just, it's a lot. So yeah.
Absolutely. And thanks for everyone who's given us great feedback here on the troubled teen industry.
It is intense,
nastiness,
man.
And to all these survivors out there, keep on trucking along. You're doing great.
You're out and you're thriving, and we're going to burn these places to the ground. And you're going to love every day knowing that you're not in there anymore. Now you're a full-breasted adult.
Oh.
Right? And as a full-breasted adult, guess what you get to do? Every New Year's Eve, if you want to, you get to go down to that water, wait for that walrus to show up and start jerking off, right? Because you think it happened to one time, it can definitely happen again.
Oh, it'll happen now every time.
And then you can laugh. Thinking about, man, I wonder what that walrus is thinking about.
Well, it has to have a spank bank.
What's his fantasies like?
There must be some walrus that he saw like 5 years ago. And
what does a walrus find attractive, right?
Do animals think about other animals when they jerk off? That's a question for the email.
SideStoriesLPOTL@gmail.com. Do animals fantasize about other animals when they're having sex with a boring animal? Or an animal that you don't find attractive?
Yes.
Right? They do that thing.
Like, because we always see, like, you know, monkeys are always jerking.
Yeah.
Are they thinking about, like, Pamela from second grade?
Tia Carrera.
Yeah.
Remember her?
Tia Carrera. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And you can live knowing that fact when we know that for certain. And you can live with that knowledge. And know that you can live with another factoid like we have here at Last Podcast on the Left that haunts our very days.
If animals do think about other animals while they jerk off, I'll stop eating meat.
You know what? I might be with you.
Yeah.
If they know enough to fantasize, if animals have a spank bank.
Yeah.
Because then we are literally too similar.
I will take at least a month off of meat every year.
You heard it.
If you
can
prove an animal has a spank bank.
And I would really prefer if you can give me that answer in person at the Whiz Brew Show, Page 7 Show, in downtown Los Angeles.
How would you prove that?
You show me. I want to see
Animal has a spank bank?
I would say,
I know they get in the brain somehow. They get in the
brain.
How'd
they find that snakes have fucking clits?
Well.
Right? They went around and fucking played with the bean. It is at the Bourbon Room. Come and join us. We will be there for Los Angeles. There's also got shows right before it. They have a show in beautiful San Francisco at the Independent. That is on Friday, January 13th. And then Sunday, January 15th, you come down to Los Angeles at the Bourbon Room. You might see some old friends there.
Perhaps the most creative form of animal masturbation is that of the bottlenose dolphin. It's observed wrapping. Oh, my God. Which has been observed to wrap a live, wiggling eel around its dick.
That shows that it's fucking, they are as advanced as we are.
They use eels as fleshlights.
Yeah, man, because they wiggle around, man. They don't got to do it themselves. It's kind of fun when something else is doing it. We know that, and they know it.
All right, let us know. Hail yourselves.
Hail Satan.
Magustalations, everybody.
Another day where somehow we read a lot, got dumber.
Got dumber indeed. I'm going to go down this rabbit hole. See what these rabbits are jerking off to.
No, now you're getting horny.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors. You can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.